All right. It's medication time. It's time for another Dr. Kvarga podcast. My name is Dr. Kvarga. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about Inauguration Day. That's right. It's Inauguration Day 2021. We had the election in November 2020, and Joe Biden won with Kamala Harris as the first female VP, first Asian and African-American VP, and... So this is kind of a historic day because of that. Plus, we got Joe Biden back in the White House. He did some executive orders. And, of course, we had Tom Hanks. First, we had the inauguration, which Mike Pence attended and Trump didn't. Then we got the then we had, like, the speeches and, the ceremonies and the... Just wanted to have that, like, the invocations from the religious people that were, like, up there, like the priests or whatever. And then he did, like, a tour of Washington. Then we had they went to the, like, then they, like, swore in the new members of the Senate and Congress and all that. And we got they did, like, some, what you call it, executive orders about climate change, the pandemic, immigration. So they already started that. We're back in the Paris Climate Accord. And then he's halting, like, deportations, and he wants to do underserved communities and equity. I mean, then, like, we get the whole, everybody's talking about unity. If you Google what happened during Trump's inauguration, there was, like, protesters burning up cars, fight with police. And yet these are the same people calling for unity. Y'all, let me put it this way. You went through 4 years of calling, saying, not my president. Now the other side saying, not my president, because you normalized it. Y'all a bunch of hypocrites, okay? I'm just calling y'all out, man. The people, the Never Trump group, the other side's doing it, and you're making fun of them and making light of it. Y'all normalized it. Y'all normalized rioting, too. Like, let me put it this way. Back in the summer, back when the George Floyd BLM protests, racial equality protests were going on, or rioting, too, y'all tried to attack the White House and were attacking the Secret Service. The people that were there, and they were literally attacked the Secret Service. But that's okay, but raiding the Capitol isn't. Pot Kettle Black, like Spider-Man waving meme, the pointing finger Spider-Man meme, basically. Come on, man. We got some damn hypocrites up in this country. The far left is hypocritical because they're, like, burning up Portland again tonight. They attacked an ICE facility, like the Antifa, after they burned American flags in the middle of the street. So that tells you what they're all about. We got these white supremacist idiots on the other side, who are, like, people at Walmart, like Jerry Springer guest redneck types. And honestly, they suck too. I mean, seriously, we need more moderates in there. You know what I mean? It's like, seriously, I'm hoping for the best, but we got a bunch of damn idiots up in this country destroying things. They're not my president on either side. And for the people celebrating, Tom Hanks did the inauguration celebration tonight, right? Let me put it this way. These are the same celebrities that got roasted with words of truth to their face by Ricky Gervais and were appalled by it. Let me put it this way. They're hypocrites, and they suck, too. So, all in all, we should have had Ricky's race roasting them instead of that whole, like, concert or whatever, but that's my opinion. But honestly, all these celebrities celebrating, Ricky Gervais's roast of them was the greatest thing that happened last year, even better than the election. That's the one that was even better than the election, better than the Super Bowl, even better than our birthday party, okay? But put it this way. 4 years ago, all hell was breaking loose in Washington, and the same people were raising the hell are calling for unity. If you want to look at for the reason why there's not unity, part of the reason is look in the mirror you're part of. That's all I'm saying. And I'm pretty sure people will be mad about this, me saying all this, but it's the name truth. You got to, it's a hypocrisy. Because you got hypocrites on the left, Trumpers on the right, and the people in the middle are sitting over here like, man, y'all crazy, man. it's going to be a long few years. And we also had a $730 million Powerball ticket in Maryland. So there's some good news for tonight. Peace out, peeps. Have a good one. Kings.Crowns podcast. We're recording again at some point in 2021 with a new name, probably new co-host, new everything, new format. I'm working on the kinks, but when everybody gets their vaccine shots, that's probably when it's going to start up. Post-pandemic, basically. But the Dr. Cavargo podcast will be on here on the channel. I've been averaging about 4 or 5 times a week, depending upon what's going on. So, yeah, just 4 times a week, like maybe every other day. I mean, but yeah, peace out, peeps. Have a good one. Stay inside. Stay safe. Mask up. Get your vaccines. And stop rioting and acting like idiots. Now, see, stop complaining about the time and stop posting about politics all day long, all day, every day. Political hate. Like, I don't want to, like, honestly, if you're posting Trump memes all day, you have no room to lecture anybody about being unifying or anything like that, because you're a hypocrite, period. Or if you're doing the same thing with Biden, posting Biden memes all day, you're a hypocrite too. Like I said, hypocrisy. Like that movie Idiocracy, I was watching that. That's going to be like a biography movie and like biographical documentary in like 2-3 years. Yeah, peace out, peeps. Have a good one. Stay inside, stay safe, mask up, be good, and get the vaccine. Peace and love, peeps. Stay cool, be kind. Don't act like idiots like these idiots have been doing in the streets during protests and rioting and all that. Peace and love.